Welcome back to Good Oil for Penrite today. Penrite Oil, Australian owned and trusted for more than 90 years. Visit penriteoil.com. I tell you what, when I saw Alan Richardson was on the show, I was excited, always am, when I get to talk or we get to talk to an AFL coach. And then he's wandered into the studio, which is even better. Welcome to you, Richo.
Yes, Tim. How are you?
What's wrong? You've got nothing to do today?
Well, no.
And wet the bed.
No, yeah. I'm so excited about our new facility now that most things are sort of on the way to work.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's quite convenient just to call through. And
the things we talk about too, season opener last night, so much to talk about. The Saints are playing Gold Coast this weekend, so much to talk about. We've been talking about rain. Bit dry?
Yeah, no. Bit dry. Anyone who relies on rainwater's probably struggling at the minute. We're on tank water out at Park Orchard, so no, we've been doing the rain dance at home and it hasn't worked.
No, it has not.
Have you got some vines in out there as well?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
What have you got in?
That's the end of the whole program.
No, I put in a bit of Shiraz, which is not really what I'm supposed to put in there, but given that I'm a bit partial to Shiraz, so yeah. I'm just going to...
We got an acre of it, or how much have you got?
Yeah, I've got a couple hundred vines, so it'd be close to an acre, I reckon.
Okay, what does it produce? What's your yield?
I've heard you talk about your...
Tim's got Italian Fiano grapes in there.
I've only got 400 vines.
Okay, but you've done well, haven't you?
The vine is going very nicely. Yeah. According to the little French winemaker, it might be the best Fiano ever produced in the country.
No, I never get to that stage because footy, for all the right reasons, gets in the way, and I've got to get back to focusing on footy, and so they just tend to, the Rosellas love them. Yeah. In they come.
Well, you never pick the grapes.
No, it never gets to that stage for me. No, I've got just got too much going on. My son, one of my sons, Lockie, he reckons he's going to take over.
I wish Tim was this animated with every other guest we had in here. Conversation started for Kia 7-day sale. Receive a $777 bonus on selected Kia sale in Sunday. Did you go last night? What do you do in round one, a season opener?
No, I didn't go last night. I'll go tonight. I'll go and watch the Pies and the Cats. No, I still had a bit of work to do last night. I enjoyed the game.
Yeah, what did you make of it? Do you see anything there from a rural point of view that has your little ears pricked up?
Oh, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot more space for the mids. There were times when even after a fumble or two, they still had time to be able to break away and get some reasonable penetration on their entries, both teams really. That was obvious. We've seen that through our two JLT games as well. Your vision of seeing a half forward, I think it was Mav, push up to the wing, the wing go to the defence and someone come on to give them a bit of support. And I think teams that don't have dominant ruckman will still look to try and support centre bounce as much as possible.
Yeah, the fascinating thing was that, and we don't get too technical from a radio point of view, but Richmond was so hell-bent on getting that off the back of the square player, which has served them so well, that they just totally ignored, for the centre bounce anyway, it was Alex Fasolo. So Prestia had just ignored him. Fasolo could have gone anywhere, and then it was up to Jaden Short, once the ball was bounced, to come and find... Alex Fasolo didn't... Like, he could have run to the other side of the ground and made Jaden Short's run, instead of being a 15-metre run to man him up, an 80-metre run. He didn't think about it once. Do you think we've gone too far with forwards in terms of their ability to think offensively because we've been so inclined to have them as the defensive players?
Yeah, that's really interesting. When you have a dead-set ex-forward coach your forwards, they get so frustrated with the fact that forwards' jobs at stoppage, not so much centre bounce, but to round up the wingman who's in a keeping position and lose what would be, really good offensive position. Then at the moment, Rats is doing who was a midfielder and has coached all lines, so a very experienced person. And I think we've got a pretty good balance, but I understand what you're talking about there. I think that does happen. You tend forwards, you can see, I call it walking with the bowler. They start to
100%
come towards the ball and start to lose a little bit of their best position to be able to either attack or defend, and it's always a balance.
One of the interesting things last night were the cutaways to what was going on the sidelines with regards holding up signs and colours and numbers and that type of thing. Have you worked out exactly what you're going to do to be able to communicate to your players out on the ground?
Yeah, we have, but fundamentally we use our players, but when there's something that happened, if we need to, let's say the opposition have got a run on or we want to change momentum, we'd hope our players would be aware of that. But we've got some signs. Some of them are just as simple as a colour. Some of them will have something that means something to us that might say, listen, Seb, you might just need to get behind the ball for a bit in general play and give us a bit of cover, that sort of thing.
Will you go through that again and test the players again before they run out at the weekend?
Yeah, our last meeting, Tim, the captain's run, which is really just a to make sure everyone's on the same page in terms of the strategy for Gold Coast. We'll go through those things again, yeah.
You've named Jack Stephen. He's on the bench at the moment. Will he play at the weekend?
I think he'll play. Yep. Yeah, we just got to make sure he pulls up okay, which is true of all our players, really. I'm really confident Jack will play. It's if you had to ask me 2 weeks ago, I would have been very surprised. But no, he's done a remarkable job, really, and so have the people that have worked with Jack.
So, what was the checklist for you as a coaching staff before you were satisfied and confident that he was going to be right to put back out there and play?
Yeah, Jack's a little bit unique. I'm just going to focus on his footy now. So, I've had a bit of experience with Jack not having an ideal prep and performing strongly. So that's pretty important to me as the coach. But certainly with Jack, the docs had to tick off and say, no, you know, mentally he's in a good space.
Right.
He's right to go. Then from a conditioning perspective, you know, what is he going to be able to do in terms of his role? How much is he going to be able to play as close as possible to 100%? And so we're confident that that on balance he's certainly going to be good for the team.
How hard is it, Richo, now that we need to be... Yeah, the biggest problem in footy, Gil McLaughlin for the players has said that they're the mental health issue. We see the challenges that Ross is dealing with Jesse, who's had a sort of a public behavioural issue, but we aren't privy to what's going on behind the scenes. How hard is that for you as a coach to be able to manage these sorts of things? Not that Jack Stephens was ever in the wrong, Jesse, but you've got to take all this into account.
Look, it's certainly much more of an issue for coaches these days. I'm not sure why. Perhaps it's because we're a bit more comfortable talking about it. There are possibly more issues that challenge people mentally. I'm referring to social media. I'm not sure of the reasons, but the reality is, as a coach, it comes across your desk much more often. It's really important to know if I'm dealing with a player that's struggling. You need to know that information.
So we commentate and call them. So we can only see what we see.
Yep.
And then for you as a coach, you can say, well, if you blokes knew the challenges, or if our supporters knew the challenges, then it might be a little bit different. So how, and then you've got to buy up, well, I've also got to honour the privacy and respect what's going on in their personal life or whatever the issue is.
Yeah, I reckon there's been a couple of times I've rang a journalist and say, listen, just go a little bit easy there.
Right.
And look, trust me, if you knew, you'd probably, you'd go a bit easier.
And they'd be respectful of that.
Yeah, they have been, yeah.
Hey, Richo, you were really upfront about Dan Hannanbury during the week, and you stood up and you said, look, he may not be back for until round four or whatever it was. I think that's what you said at the time.
Yep.
Early in the preseason, the messaging from St Kilda was, he's got hamstring awareness at one stage.
Yep.
So is this hamstring that we're talking about now? Is it calf? We see that his calf is taped up as well. So what is his specific injury right now?
It's a good question. And the reality is that it's all of the above. And so he's been getting sore basically anywhere to do with his legs, particularly his calves and his hamstrings. But as we've upped the load in terms of the intensity, his body has just struggled. He's had 2 years where he just hasn't been able to put in the work. He's gone out and played without great prep because he's been able to do that for a fair while. He's a real warrior. He's obviously been a champion player. And I reckon it's caught up with him.
Worry then, isn't it?
Have you identified
the cause of the problem is?
No, that is the problem. So that's the problem. The problem is that he almost needs to do, to some extent, he needs to be rebuilt. And so I don't think I did say round four. I wouldn't be surprised if it's longer than round four, Tim.
Longer than round four?
Yeah, I would. It'll take a while, I reckon. Now, I'm hoping it'll be sooner.
Yep.
And it'll depend a little bit on how he responds. But right now, the response has been slow. The response has been consistent. And that is when we get him up to 30, 31, two clicks an hour, he's starting to get wonky. So that's going to take a little bit of time.
So in the checks and balances you go through when you're going to recruit a player like that and invest heavily and for long term, was there anything that indicated that this may arise? In the physical, when you do the physical assessment of him,
yes, there was. We knew he'd had stints where he hadn't played. We knew about his training history or lack thereof. That he'd really struggle to be able to get the time in. Did we think it was going to be as significant as this? No, we didn't. Mm. But we did know that we were getting in a bloke that needed to some extent rebuild, but probably not to this extent. But that's okay. He's here for a long time. He's not here for a short time. So if it means he's not with us for a month longer than we thought, that's fine.
Okay.
We think we think overall he's going to be enormous for our group. We're a pretty young group.
But do you reckon you got the handle then on him as to how to rebuild him? You're talking about the rebuilding of him.
Yep.
Is that part covered, do you think, right now, or do you still think there's unanswered questions regarding that?
No, our guys are really confident now that they've spent enough time with Dan and learnt through, you know, how he's responded or how he hasn't responded to whatever we've thrown at him. That no, this is, we're going to have to go right back and get this done, and that's started. So we're already a couple of weeks into that. Now they're confident now that they've got a handle on what needs to be done.
You're coming into round one, you would have been prepared for Carlisle in the back half, with Robertson in the back half, with McCartan playing, you know, one of the three forward spots, you know, the key forwards, and Hanbury playing midfield, and they're all not there. How does it go for you mentally, and is there a time where you want to kick the cat, or where you're at, and how do you sell that?
No, I really quickly get on to, you know, what can we control? Who can play? Spend some time with those that you know, they're doing it tough. Mm. Paddy'd be doing it tough, and Jake the same, and obviously Robbo was, you know, that was a really emotional moment given what he's been through. So you spend a bit of time with the person, but then really, really quickly you get on the right. Oh, what are we going to do about this? Because it is part of footy. Mm. You know, we saw it last night with Rance. The noise about or the noise from Dimmer that, you know, their players were struggling. They get so close to the players, so you got to deal with all that. And make sure that we stay on track and remind the group that this is part of the game and we'll look after those blokes, but we've got a job to do. It gives people opportunity. We'll be young. You know, Josh Battles came to our footy club as a forward and we've turned him into a back. Darragh Joyce came from Ireland and he's played a couple of games of footy and he's probably going to play fullback. But Geary will be down there and Webster will be there and Savage, you know, blokes that have played a lot of footy to be able to support him. And we need to trust the system. And more and more defenders are getting one-on-one isolation with this with this new rule. I reckon that'll probably only be enhanced as coaches grasp what they can and can't do. And there's some challenges there, but our boys are up for the challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
We get a lot of feedback as we go. I'll just call some names out. Logan Oskin, Blake Akers, keep bobbing up. What can you fill in our listeners for on those two boys?
So Logs is a big defender we got over from Port. He's had a slow start to pre-season. He's not a naturally fit guy. He's a guy that has to work really hard on it. So I reckon that's probably going to take him a couple more games to be at the level that he needs to be. But no, he's a real chance to come in and play a role for us there. Obviously, we picked up two boys, Marsh and Rowe, that you know, potentially can help us out in that space as well. That's the reason when you lose so many tools, you know, Max King is also in that group that's not going to play for a while. As a big guy, we've just needed to compliment. Sorry, the other one was Blake.
Blake Akers.
Yeah, no, Blake's, he's only played the one VFL practice match. That was last week. So he needs a bit of time. He's going to be a good player, Blake.
And four new boys playing this weekend as well?
Yeah. So Kent across from Melbourne.
Yep.
We think he's going to give us some real power and speed. Both Kent and Parker give us flexibility because of what we can then do with Billings and Gresham. But they have certainly earned their position just based on their footy. Wilkie and Hyde are right in the mix in terms of playing this week, and one will definitely play, but we're still working through that. But both those boys have done a good job. You know, both relatively experienced, 22 and 24 years of age. Wilkes from SA, a really composed kid, a bit Robbo-like really in terms of the way he plays the gun. And Hyde's real speed and run off the back half. You would have seen a bit of him, Tim, at the VFL Bombers team. And he's going to be an exciting player.
Round one is upon us. We've had one game. The Saints are taking on the Gold Coast on Sunday. And Alan Richardson, the coach of St Kilda, have been good enough to join us. It's bloody good effort for you, Richard. And we're delighted to have you. And can you hang around till 7:30?
Certainly.
Magnificent. The conversation starter is for Kia 7-day sale. Jump on board the Saints this year. We say it. With all the clubs, memberships is the lifeblood, and you can go to saintsmembership.com.au or give them a call, 1-300-467-246. We'll break. More Richo after this. Oh, Gus Brayshaw is going to join us too, ahead of a big round one to footy, and then Mike Sheen out of 8 o'clock. For those that want to keep talking about last night, we will. We'll find plenty of time to discuss the Tigers and the Blues at the MCG. Lots of talking points. But right now, we've got Alan Richardson, the coach of the Saints, in the studio with us. Richo, Sam Rowe, great story, 99 games. We love it because it gives these players a chance. He's gone from East Doncaster to potentially, you know, fulfilling a dream of playing 100. But it does leave East Doncaster in a bit of a spot. We spoke to their president yesterday, I think.
Yesterday, yeah.
And he was a bit upset. He hadn't heard from the Saints and he hadn't heard from the AFL and he wasn't sure about any compensation.
Yeah, I get that. I coached out at East Doncaster at local level, which is pretty close.
Yeah, well,
to
you would know exactly what.
Yeah, no, and to lose a player like that, I'm just thinking from a coach's perspective now. That's tough. You know, you're going to build your team around this bloke. I haven't really put too much thought into the commercial side of it. That people come and watch Rowie play. He doesn't strike me as the Brendan Tavola type.
He guaranteed them 100.
Yeah. Oh no, he's an outstanding person, Rowie. So he would have been really good for their footy club. So that is disappointing. I understand that.
And so have you got a solution for the AFL in terms of some compensation, because this could potentially happen mid-year as well.
Yeah. No, I don't. I certainly, from a club's perspective, I know Matty Finnis made contact yesterday. Probably a little bit late, but you know, we're better doing the right thing than just being stubborn. And no, we've offered, I think, to what can we do to support, whether it is that we get some of their coaches down to do a bit with us, or we can somehow support with the sportsmen. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I know that we're up to, you know, we want to do the right thing. It's probably an oversight from our perspective and the AFL's perspective. We haven't really thought of that. We're all pretty new at this. It's in this year, but no, we think it's the right thing to support and help if we can.
How far off being AFL match fit are Rowe and Marsh?
They'll take a couple of weeks. The last thing we want to do is rush them and have the blokes that have come in to replace the injured blokes get injured. That wouldn't make any sense. And they're frustrated because you can imagine they are aware of our injury list as well. And you beauty, I'm going to be playing footy next week. No, they'll so they won't even play VFL for a couple of weeks. It'll be a mini pre-season.
Right.
Yeah. They both look pretty good.
Yeah.
Marsh obviously was Richmond VFL, so you know, a level above what they would have been doing out at Doncaster East with Rowie, but no, both boys will take a little bit of time.
And Dylan Roberton, I believe that he made a really emotional speech to the players the other day when he found out the news that is it just been put on hold, his career, or is he actually definitely retired from the game, do you think?
No, it's been put on hold for 12 months.
12 months,
so,
okay.
So Robbo can explore options and avenues, so can our medical team. If right now, if nothing changes with the information he has, he's going to struggle to play again, but there is hope that, you know, he can explore and the medical team can go on that journey with him and see if there is something that that might see him play again. The speech you're referring to, in fact, before we get to the speech, before Robbo absolutely knew, we had our review against the Bulldogs, and there was a bit of play. We played a period of the play where we didn't score, they didn't score. It was trapped in our front half. It was footy that I just wanted the guys to get a sense of, is that good or bad? You know, what can we do here? Is this fella that's in the back of his mind thinking, I'm never going to play footy again? But no, he pipes up and starts to talk about the footy. It was unbelievable. Now, I knew where Robbo was at.
Yeah.
None of his teammates did. He's a special person. Yeah, his address to the players was that I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to help whoever's going to replace me. I hope that I can play footy again. Certainly I'm not going to do it this year. And I'm going to look after the kick-ins. I'm going to do a bit with Gags in list management. He's a really special person.
Is there a coaching role for him?
I mean, in fact, he presented the players yesterday, Gary, on point kick-ins, and this is the way the Gold Coast are going to set up defensively, and these are our opportunities. And he's got a magnificent footy brain.
He's a smart player. You could tell that you missed him last year too when he wasn't out there as part of your back six. We do have to move on here, and I know we've touched on a lot of negative things about St Kilda, but there's been a lot happening off-field at the club during the off-season. Paddy McCartan, where's Paddy at right now? Are you expecting him back playing soon, or is it just open-ended?
No, I'm not expecting him back playing soon. I'm confident that Paddy will be back playing, but he's still symptomatic. He's getting much better.
Yep.
But as soon as the guys, the experts, the people that will work exactly on, you know, how is his brain recovering, they won't get to him and won't work with him until the symptoms are gone. And so the initial test, CT scan, just to make sure there was no damage, fine, tick. But if someone's symptomatic, then he's struggling. And so as soon as he's clear there, then the experts will get to him.
We're about to talk to a guy called Gus Brayshaw, who was in a similar situation. He's got that all together now, and we hope that the same situation can unfold with Paddy. Hey, great to join us, Richo. We know it's been really tough, but to wander in, it's great. I know that St Kilda supporters appreciate it, and we wish you well against the Gold Coast.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, Richo. Coach of the Saints, great to have him in.